station.
KO4 HKX here.
HKX, KO4 LXZ.
4 LXZ, says in Zebra.
Oscar 4, WEMA X-ray Zulu. Yes, sir.
How are you this morning? This is Patrick on this end. I think it's Ben, am I right?
I'm currently driving through a South Carolina monsoon right now. 29 headed northward towards Spartanburg.
South on 25 over here just above Traveler's Rest, so I'm in the monsoon too.
A lot of water out on the roads. Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
Just trying to make my way down the mountain over to Easley. So I can get my day started.
Good to hear you. What do you do for work?
The mobile tools franchise.
Okay, for like mechanic shops and stuff like that.
That's me.
Well, you were coming through loud and clear. This is a mobile rig I haven't really tested out too much. How's my signal?
Your signal's good and strong. A little bit of white noise with you, but it could be me. So I wouldn't concern myself. But I missed your name this morning.
Oh, thanks.
To me, I think this is the first time I've spoken to you on here. I'm Patrick. I don't know if you called it earlier, but good to talk to you. I'm on here pretty much every morning from about 5:30 till way up in the evening.
Yeah, I'm not on here too often. Work did keep me pretty busy. I don't really have a home rig, so whenever I'm in the truck, have a couple extra moments. But Patrick, nice to meet you.
Likewise, there, Kyle, and hope you're staying safe out there this morning because the rain's picking up over here now.
Visibility is a little low. Getting foggy actually, so traffic's not moving too quick, which is kind of good.
Oh. What do you do for a living?
Tools engineer, so I work on manufacturing machines and factories and stuff.
Well, you'll fit in real well around here. There's a couple other guys on here do pretty much the same thing, and so you'll enjoy it if you're around here. And I don't know, you're KO4, so you haven't had your license too awful long. There's a net on here every night at 9 o'clock. Love to have you check in with us. I'm the Sunday night net controller, and we have a different one pretty much every night of the week. And I know they would love to have you come around.
Okay, good to hear you. I've actually been on the net a handful of times. But it's only, like I said, I don't have a home rig yet, so it's only when I'm in the truck around 9 o'clock or whatever, you know. But, yeah, hopefully this year, I was traveling like a ton last year, maybe every other week, so I was rarely able to make it. But maybe this year will calm down a little bit and I can start making some contacts.
Well, we have EchoLink you can put on your phone and use it to check in also. And also a pre-net check-in on the Brawler's website that you can go to, so you can stay in touch and kind of listen in and see what's going on and get to know everybody a little bit better.
That's a good idea. I have to look into that. Thank you.
Try it when you're traveling. That way if you don't have a radio, you can still get into quite a few repeaters around. And use your cell phone or your computer.
I'm actually curious about it now, just to see how that all works, because internet to radio link isn't something intuitive, you know what I mean?
I have to give it a try. It works pretty good. I don't know if you're on an iPhone or Android. It's got apps for both of them. Just go download the EchoLink app and then create your account and you're off and away.
Something I'll definitely check out. Thank you.
Do you work just at one manufacturing plant or do you work at several different plants, like a mobile guy?
For like a supplier. So we build machines, but I'm in the service department, so I'll travel around to everywhere our machines are and work on them and stuff. So that's nationally and internationally sometimes as required.
Roger that. So machines mainly in the automotive industry or, you know, different industry? Not to get too in-depth there, just kind of curious.
Well, we do any industry. We do a lot of medical, a lot of automotive, aerospace as well. Some kind of you name it, we'll probably have built a machine for it.
I was an automotive technician for 20 years prior to doing what I'm doing now. So, but I own this now, so I'm working for myself. So I enjoy it quite a bit. A lot more freedom.
So, seems like you got a good base and, you know, knowledge for what you're selling, and then makes it nice when you can work for yourself.
Sorry about the pause there. I had to navigate a flashing red light. Not working this morning like it's supposed to.
Driving comes first. I drive a manual, so that adds to the navigation complexity.
You married, got kids?
I'm just starting out kind of in life, so
not yet. Well, make the best of it, and all I can say is good luck right now.
Help yourself.
I'm married for 26 years, coming up on 27, and got one grown young man.
This is KO4 LXC Mobile.
Thank you, KO4 HKX, and it takes work. Let's put it that way. It's definitely a give and take on the relationship, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
It's worth it.
What kind of radio do you have in your vehicle right there?
Kenwood. I don't know, T300 or something.
I'm familiar with that one, but I'm on a Kenwood 710 GA, so I like most of the radios I have are Kenwood, it seems like.
I have standing water on the road here, and I'm getting splashed, kind of, so I may sign off for now, but it was very enjoyable talking to you, sir. Thank you.
Out there, good to talk to you this morning, and I always, like I said, driving comes first, so good to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you on down the long. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring 73.
Well, thank you. KO4 LXZ, clear.
Is that LK Mobile?
Morning, Shane, KO4 HKX. I was wondering if you're still out there.
Just left work. I drove straight back. I didn't want to stop with that. I was trying to beat the rain in, and I was able to get back and get all my stuff out and get it in my personal truck, and then I just took a nap in my personal truck during the storm.
Dad, I don't blame you a bit, and it is coming down out here. We're standing water all over 25.
25, I'm going to be heading that way.
Crossed 123 on 25. Sorry, 183.
Exactly where I'm headed to is 183 and 25, so it's pretty bad there.
It is right now at the moment, and there's a lot of traffic out here that are not driving with their brains intact.
Kind of a given, isn't it?
Is that way anymore, but I don't know. I'd like to see it change, but you never know.
Here, 85 and Malden Road. I'm getting ready to head down to 85 down to Whitehorse, 25. But it's not raining here now, but you're saying it's still raining there where you are?
Pretty heavily, too. not a torrential downpour, but enough to make the water stand pretty good on the road.
And I'll be careful. I'm ready to go home and go to bed. By the way, my daughter's having her surgery this morning. It's supposed to be at 10:30.
Glad to hear it. I hope everything goes smooth, and we'll definitely continue to keep praying for her.
I was trying to sleep a little bit, and then we're going to probably run up there about 11:30 or so. About the time she gets home, supposed to be outpatient, so she should be able to go home after a couple hours.
Praise everything goes good and smooth there, and there's no further complications.
It's weird, though. A surgery as major as this can be outpatient like that, but that's what they say, so we'll find out.
It's amazing what they can do at outpatient now.
Coming down now, I'm at 85. We're just crawling along.
BJCA.
And Sally, if you're listening.
She said good morning to you. She just wanted me to jump in there and say that we're monitoring and we're keeping your daughter in your prayers today for the surgery. Just please let us know. Keep us updated, and we'll keep praying and so forth like that. You drive safe. You were kind of scratchy here at my house, so Patrick could probably still hear you, but I just wanted to jump in there and say good morning there and have a get some good rest there and drive safe, KA3JCA.
I really do appreciate it. I'll let you know how it goes. Try to get back on the air later on tonight and let you know. So you and Miss Sally have a good day. And stay out of the weather because it's coming down. Right, Patrick?
I'm driving through about 3 or 4 inches of standing water over here on White Horse right now.
Okay. It's my truck and not a little front-wheel drive car or something like that.
You and me both. I mean, it's... there's a lot of water on the road, let's put it that way.
It's been pouring down for more than an hour, just constant rain, so I knew it was going to be flooded. I just hope we don't lose any trees up our way and then lose the power again.
Hope not. I know that's been a lot of issue with people lately is losing power, and so hopefully it doesn't come to that.
And Anderson that died over, I think, Christmas Eve, you know, Duke Power, they got all this solar power as backup, and they had a rolling blackout, or rolling brownouts, they call them, over Christmas weekend because they couldn't keep up with the power demand. And he was on an oxygen machine and lost power, couldn't get to his portable tank.
That's bad, and I don't know. Duke Power could have done a much better job with the announcing the rolling brownouts or blackouts, whatever they were doing, and so people could prepare. I mean, they give no warning on that stuff, and I know that it's hard for them sometimes, but and people need to think for themselves, but we got to check on those people that can't do everything for themselves and make sure they got help too, but it's just a bad situation all the way around.
Our government culpable too, because they're forcing all this on everybody. Getting rid of perfectly good stuff and forcing all this stuff that, you know, wind and solar, and solar doesn't work in the dark or when it's cloudy. And, you know, the batteries only hold so long, and the wind only works when the wind blows, you know. I hold them responsible for this, and it's going to get worse, too, before it gets better.
Yeah, 100%. Solar or wind, neither one are going to power this nation. I think we need to do the best we can with what we have, but that's just not it.
Everybody, too. You know, since we can't keep up with the grid that we've got.
For HKX St. Amour, I have to bail off for a minute. I got a phone call coming in.
And 4ZLK, be careful. Awake. ACA and 4ZLK.